that police believe killed her husband and mother, a very pathetic, tragic person. Judge Joan Lefko says she's relieved the killings don't seem to be linked to the white supremacy movement, but she calls it heartbreaking that her husband and mother had to die over something like this. Chicago police say DNA has linked the electrician to a cigarette butt found at the murder scene. Bart Ross's suicide note claimed responsibility for the killings. Last fall, Judge Lefko dismissed the lawsuit in which Ross called the U.S. judicial system a Nazi-style criminal. The U.S. Army raised the death toll to at least 50 from the suicide bombing in Iraq yesterday. Officials say at least 10 of the more than 100 wounded are in serious condition and were taken to a military hospital. Yesterday's bombing happened at a funeral tent jammed with Shiite mourners. Shiite mosques and funerals have become frequent targets for Sunni militants in Iraq. An administration official says George Bush was choosing a U.S. diplomat who's been working in Afghanistan to be the next ambassador to Iraq. The source says Zalmay Khalilzad, an Afghan-American, will succeed John Negroponte. He's leaving the post because he's going to be the first director of national intelligence. Khalilzad was a member of Bush's National Security Council staff and then was sent to Kabul in 2003. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. will back European attempts to convince Iran into dropping efforts to build nuclear weapons. The administration agreed to drop objections to Iran's eventual membership in the World Trade Organization. Devout Muslims are required to pray five times a day, one of those to be at dusk. That's prompted a dispute between Dell Computers and dozens of temporary workers at one of its packaging facilities. The workers contend they were denied the right to pause and practice their religion. About 30 of the workers walked off the job in protest February 4th. They're now seeking help in their dispute from a city mediator. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xadix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us tonight. It has been, as you're well aware, a hellish day here in the metro Atlanta area. And we have some comments about that from a couple of our listeners that I want to share with you in just a moment. Program note, I will be off all next week. No, I'm not having dental surgery, haven't been fired, and I don't have a funeral to attend. We're just taking some time off. I'll be back live Monday, March 21st, and next week, and unless Air America makes a change, it'll be best of Malloy programs all week. A couple of corrections first from one of our listeners, Mike. Please check and clarify. I believe Mark Dayton voted against the bankruptcy bill, and his attempt to limit the interest to 30% was rejected. This is in reference, I guess the writer is saying I may have included Mark Dayton, Senator Dayton from Minnesota, as one of the Democrats who voted in favor of the bankruptcy bill. I went over the list last night. Mark Dayton's name was not on it, so I don't know if I inadvertently said it. I apologize. It's incorrect. And this from Randy in Grand Junction, Colorado. Unfortunately, the guest on your show last night who said that depleted uranium is slightly radioactive was incorrect. All right, Randy, I didn't have a guest. That was a caller, and slightly radioactive. I know that's like saying, someone's slightly pregnant. But anyway, Randy writes, depleted uranium is what is left after U-235, which is the only uranium isotope that can sustain a chain reaction, is removed from natural uranium. Depleted uranium is worthless for making bombs, but it is very radioactive. And since it consists mostly of U-238, which has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, it will continue to be radioactive essentially forever. Randy writes, I work on an Indian reservation cleaning up groundwater that was contaminated by uranium milling during the Cold War. If I dumped a gram of uranium on the ground or in the water at my site, I would be fired and would possibly face jail time. Our military has used hundreds of tons of this stuff against people who have done us no harm and bear us no conceivable threat. May God have mercy on our souls. Randy in Grand Junction, Colorado. Now, our Arkansas bureau chief, Joyce, sends this. Hi, Mike. Today's courthouse murders in Atlanta were tragic, leaving 3 dead and 1 critically wounded. Indeed, the media gave it wall-to-wall coverage, which continues to this minute. However, when it comes to the killings of our military and civilians in Iraq, the coverage is almost non-existent. Usually relegated to one trivial sentence, if mentioned at all. The life of a young soldier or Marine is just as important as that of a judge, particularly when the number of dead exceeds 1,500 souls who died in an unprovoked, unnecessary war promoted by evil lies. And I got this from Rick. This is an entirely different take. I'm just going to read what he wrote and deal with it on whatever level that you'd like to deal with it. Mike, all of the pundits cried, oh, woe is me, and we must further gut the Constitution, protect all of us from law enforcement authorities. Today the game ended for a few. At an Atlanta courthouse, a man decided not to go down without a fight. He relieved a sheriff's deputy's gun, shot her dead, as well as a judge and court reporter. He then walked out of the building, shot another deputy, a deputy wounding him, carjacked a reporter's car, and simply left. Since the event began, it's been the only national news event covered. In fact, it has been the only news covered. The talking heads on all cable stations, the usual traitors, have offered up their opinions ranging from calling the perpetrator a wounded animal, a mad dog killer, a psychotic killer, and many other things. Never once did they even entertain the idea that something blew this guy's mind when all was still going well for him. Nancy Grace, the court TV reporter, inserted herself into the story by saying the judge and the court reporter were like family to her, and she was rushing to Atlanta to get some TV face time. Meanwhile, on MSNBC, they turned to a so-called expert named Bo Dito. This bastion of imaginary morality and honor was busy advising on how to make all cops, judges, and other authorities safe. This toad agreed with a milquetoast judge on MSNBC that a panic room would be a great idea in the courtroom as well as in their homes. Perhaps a secure vehicle like the Pope Mobile would work, one said on Fox, for transporting officials. The milquetoast talking head judge thought putting bulletproof shields around the bench as well as lining it with Kevlar in the courtrooms might be nice. Other so-called experts said it might be necessary to use remote cameras from now on, placing the defendant in a secure box in a jail during his trial. And still others suggest that all defendants be in jumpsuits, shackled, and surrounded by several law enforcement people until the trial was over. In the midst of all this babble, Rick writes, a few things were lost in their thirst to wring their hands about how to make themselves feel safe. A glaring detail that the only gun that could get into the courthouse was brought in by a sheriff's deputy. That idea was dismissed abruptly. However, if this stupid cop had been more alert and less arrogant, she might be alive as well as the others. The pundits danced around this issue. They said it was unthinkable, therefore not preventable. I find that remarkable since they were about to send this guy into their little man-made hell called prison as soon as they could find the right jury. One would think a cop and even the judge would at least consider that the defendant may not want simply to go without a fight. But no, to these wonder boys and girls, it was just unthinkable that some commoner would dare stand up and say, not this time, dirtbag. To me, this attitude, Rick writes, is the height of arrogance and shows how far over the top the criminal law enforcement and traitorous judicial system has gone. In a word, they believe in their heart of hearts that we the people are properly whipped. I, on the other hand, wonder about a few other things. I wonder why the defendant's trial ended in a hung jury if he was so guilty as charged. I wonder why a guy who has yet to lose the fight would blow his stack when he was legally doing okay. I wonder why the judge immediately said, well, we'll just try him again, without pause, consideration, or hesitation. I wondered if the defendant went crazy because he's really innocent, but he knew they were going to keep playing him to juries until they got the verdict they wanted. I wonder if he knew he was dead meat, because after all, he was just another black man seeking justice while black. I wondered if he was just willing to participate in the game, becoming just another statistic being traded on Wall Street like a pork belly as Corrections Incorporated or Wackenhut raked in the money as he slept, piled up in a pyramid on his fellow prisoners like Iraqis in his overcrowded prison. Yeah, I wondered these things and more, but it was self-evident the pundits and talking heads or so-called press never did. What they wondered about was bulletproof glass, Kevlar, remote boxes with cameras, shackles, chains, and the further destruction of our Constitution. Not too long ago, if I saw a crime being committed against one of these slugs, I would have tried to help them out, the cop or whoever. I always thought if I saw a cop down on the side of the road, I would stop to help. But not now. Now I would just drive by and not bother. Rick. So a different take, certainly, Rick's point of view on what happened here in Atlanta today. I think what we'll do tonight, we'll start with some calls right away. If you would like to comment on the coverage or the event itself that occurred here in Atlanta today, you all know the story. I can't add anything to it except, there's nothing I can add. The alleged perpetrator is still on the loose somewhere, 3 dead, a judge, a deputy sheriff who, in my opinion, had no business having that kind of weapon, and a court reporter who, if there was anyone who, they were all totally innocent, but anyone who was outside the legal system, the court reporter was certainly that person. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Why are we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from. And all of this violence is killing me.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen, that stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Oreck Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Planet check.
Sister Dorothy Stang lost her life in Brazil fighting to protect the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon being the largest rainforest on the planet is home to millions of species and medicines and also to people.
That's Jeremy Pastor, forest campaigner for Greenpeace.
What happens are large companies move in, push the people out, sometimes enslave and murder them, and clear cut the forests and oftentimes export it to places such as the U.S.
Sister Dorothy did not die in vain.
It's sad that Sister Dorothy had to be murdered for this to come about.
Part of what she and Greenpeace were working for is now moving forward.
The President Lula da Silva has protected 2 huge areas in the Middlelands, and this is the first step in preserving these last remnant portions of the Amazon rainforest.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Young together, we were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best.
21 past the hour. If you have some comments on what occurred in Atlanta today, we'd like to hear from you. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I just want to make a quick comment on that. Atlantic, that killing, that horrible courthouse thing. I got home and I was watching on TV when Nancy Grace phoned in.
Mm-hmm.
She was coming, flying in to get her FaceTime, like the guy said.
Yeah.
And it struck me as odd that first she came off and said that she knew these people and it was like they were like family, but her voice wasn't like properly breaking. It was like she was trying, like acting, really.
Really.
And then she said, and people are saying. And she said this to Bill Hemmer, whoever was interviewing her. People are saying that he must have had an accomplice or something, and that there was people talking that he had help, right? So to get away or to get that gun, somebody had to help him. Something had to happen for this guy who had been smuggling in a shank the day before, and who the judge had said, we need extra security on this guy. Somebody needed to, like, somebody must have arranged something. But anyway, she said that these people that are talking like that are crazy, that it's obvious that all that happened was this guy grabbed a gun and started blowing people away. Now, why was she so concerned in that moment of stress to make sure that everybody was ingrained with the fact that this was a solo act without anybody helping? That struck me as very odd.
Well, I don't know.
How did she know? How is she so certain? She's just hearing like everybody else is. She's calling in to say, coming in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's very weird. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because, this Operation Northwoods thing, it takes many forms.
Yeah, that's true. All right, thanks, RB.
Okay.
I appreciate you checking in. As far as what we know here in Atlanta, and I don't know that it's any different from what people know around the country because of the wall-to-wall coverage that this shooting has brought to television news, cable news, and network news, and so on and so forth. But so I don't think I have anything to report that you all don't already know. Some of the local reporters here found out that the deputy sheriff from whom the prisoner stole the gun, that. And she, by the way, is still alive. She's in critical but stable condition. That deputy had failed a few months ago, failed in her firearms preparedness or whatever it's called. The bottom line, she didn't know how to properly, for a law enforcement officer, to use her gun. She was required to take, I think it was 20... hours of remedial training in how to use her weapon. Now, whether or not that plays into this will probably come out in whatever investigation the city of Atlanta or Fulton County puts together. The other factor is that the Fulton County criminal court system. Now, I'm not talking about some of the judges. The judges are fine. But the criminal court system under Sheriff Jackie Barrett, she was the sheriff here until she resigned. She almost got removed by the governor First of all, Fulton County Jail is an absolute tinderbox. It always has been. It's like Abu Ghraib. You think there is prisoner abuse by U.S. military around the world, just try Fulton County Jail here in Atlanta. It's horrendous. The jail has been under court orders probably for the past 20 years, and nothing gets done. For some reason, the sheriffs that we have had in Fulton County, and the sheriff is in charge of the jail and transporting prisoners from the jail to the courts, to the various courts, for some reason, the sheriffs we've had, in my opinion, have been utter, total incompetence. They have failed miserably. I wouldn't give you 10 cents for the last 10 of them. It's just an awful situation here. Now, how that plays into it, we'll find out if the grand jury investigation or an investigation takes place about this. I seriously doubt if the truth will ever come out. I just don't. I don't. You tell me an investigation locally or nationally where you have felt satisfied in the past, I don't know, pick a number, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. Everybody covers their ass in a situation like this, and I will guarantee you that the people in charge of securing these courtrooms here in Atlanta and the people in charge of the Fulton County Jail, their primary concern will be to cover their asses. It will not be to get to the bottom of this case. Now, the other thing, and we'll touch on this after the break, when this deputy, this female, took the 6'1", 200-pound criminal, and by definition, I'm not passing judgment on him, criminal, and allowed him to change into clothes to go into court, which is fine. But the jail system here, the courts, sheriff system here is so corrupt that this deputy went into a room to for this guy to change by herself, which immediately made her totally vulnerable. And I don't care if she would have been male or female, it doesn't matter. We'll talk about this when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
I want to go next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on her. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got the arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm. AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reveals how the Bush administration continues to undermine Homeland Security. The latest insult? Bush recently let his top security watchdog go for being too public about security problems. Bush hired Clark Kent Irvin to report to the public if the Department of Homeland Security was doing its job. He found that it wasn't. Irvin reported that the agency failed to make airplanes safe from explosives, that seaports weren't scanning incoming ships for nukes. He warned that the Federal Air Marshal Program was in disarray and that the TSA had spent $1.5 million on executive bonuses and a $500,000 on an awards party. How'd the administration respond? They never met to discuss the problems, but they did push him to make his reports more cheerful. When he didn't, they let his term quietly expire. More evidence that this administration is more concerned with PR than real security. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
What's happening, everybody? It's yours truly, the Groovy Gooey. I want to thank all my listeners out there in Air America Radio Land for making the Kyle Jason Show the place to be on Saturday night. Join us this week when my guest will be Rahsaan Patterson. Hear what he has to say about the state of music today and how positive artists survive in today's negative music climate. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all, right here on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. We're talking about the shooting, the shootings, plural, here in Atlanta today. The alleged shooter is still on the loose, which is astonishing to me. This triple murder occurred 13 and a half hours ago, and the person who apparently committed the murders is managed to escape, to get completely away from law enforcement. Now, apparently this is not a topic you want to talk about, but I'm going to try it one more time. Call us if you do want to talk about it. If we don't get a response here fairly quickly, we're going to move on. The phone number here is 866-303 2270. Maybe y'all are just maxed out on it. Now, at the beginning of the program, I read an email from Rick who, regardless whether you agreed or disagreed, was pretty harsh on the victims of today's triple killing. So I got an email here from a person who identifies himself as Austin Mayer, or herself. The writer says, Mike, I find it amazing that your correspondent Rick found the killer of three people to be the victim and the three dead people to be the bad guys. Here's a tip. The guy that shoots people to death is rarely the good guy. And congratulations to Rick for defiling the corpse of that deputy before her body is even cold. It is a shame that he shows such concern and sympathy for a killer, an accused rapist, but utterly dehumanizes his victims. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very, very well. Actually, a little disturbed. I, be honest with you, when I heard this program start off on this vein, I was washing dishes, and I probably would have, I'll be honest with you, I listen to you quite often, but I probably would have shut it off myself, too. And to be honest with you, I have a Rick's email kind of stirred something in me, and it just makes me stop to think about how we're becoming a self-devouring society. When I read in the 1980s that some states in this magnificent republic of ours were contemplating how many prisons they would need, and they started to look at the type of children they had in kindergarten, first and second grade. When I stop and think that they don't want to spend $5,000 or so for Head Start programs, but you have Texas now planning five new institutions, five new prisons in the next 6 years. Mm-hmm. How I watched this country go from the highest prison rate in the industrialized world to the highest prison rate in the world, period. And we're becoming a kind of self-devouring society. I remember myself, my younger years, I got involved helping just whenever I saw things. I could actually give you specifics if you wanted, but I'll put it to you this way. In the late 80s, I was awarded a medal for coming to the aid of a policeman. A great risk to myself. I was honored by the mayor at the time, Mayor Beam, and Police Commissioner Cart in City Hall ceremonies. And I remembered some short weeks thereafter being on a street waiting to make a light with a police car in front of me, and happened to a two-lane street where they were talking to two young ladies in a car. It made me wait for about three lights. And when I finally beat my horn after the third light, one of the policemen came out, and he was really beside himself, started yelling and screaming at me, pulled me out of the car, literally, and was pulling his gun out of his holster before his friend came over. Now, I'm not indicting all the cops for this. Most of the cops, I think, get into the area, I think, for a very beneficial cause. But they all kind of buy into this mindset where we have this military establishment and this Wyatt Earp syndrome of white, you know, right makes
might makes right.
And I think that we just don't stop to consider what it is that we are becoming, what it is that I've seen we've become since the late 80s. And I make it a point anytime, you know, I found out more about what happened right now just listening to your show, because I always turn these things off. It's not that that's one of these real liberal types that, you know, cry for the lost souls in Sudan, though I think we all should. It's just that I just think that we don't have our own house in order. We're not self-contemplative. We don't look at where we're going, who we are, why we are, and what we represent to each other in society as well as the rest of the world. And these are just thoughts that came to my mind while I was listening to this. And I'll be honest with you, I love listening to you, but if you guys are going to talk about this Atlanta thing, I just don't think that it's important enough in the scheme of things for us to get this worried about it and not to really look at ourselves without this self-wringing of hands and allowing us to kind of excuse ourselves for the way we are as a society and feel justified in wringing our hands about these poor people, which I admit, poor people that were killed today. But Anyway, that's just my thoughts.
Okay, I would just suggest this, though. People listening to the program probably find your point of view, your take on this, interesting. They may agree or disagree, but interesting. And had they shut off the program, they wouldn't have heard you. So you might want to stay tuned a little bit longer. Yeah, we are going to talk about it for a while. It's your call, of course. But
good point.
You might hear something that, just like the listeners who are listening to what you just said.
You have a very valid point there.
All right. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate you checking in.
Thank you, and you take care of yourself.
All right. You too. Take care. There was a time in this country. No, I understand what he's saying. I do. And it's not too far removed from what Rick emailed in. I don't believe that someone who kills, we're supposed to, get all wobbly and you know, pity the victim solely. I mean, pity the perpetrator solely. Yeah, the victim. What about the victim? But to ignore the emotional state or the motivating factors of the person who pulls the trigger or swings the blade or whatever, we do that at our own peril. And our caller's right. The prison industrial complex is out of control in this country. It took a Supreme Court ruling to get us to stop executing people who commit murder as children. The right wing in this country, the conservatives in this country, are just about as harsh as possible. There was a time in this country, the prison used to be a place for punishment. Then it became a place for rehabilitation, and now it's gone back to a place for punishment, severe punishment. These supermax prisons that are deprive people from a sensory perspective 23 hours out of 24 because they committed drug crimes. Now, as far as violent crime, rape, murder, acts that result in someone else's death, so we've got to figure out a way to deal with that. I'm just not willing to get into the point of view or the argument I made 20 years ago, and that is in order to stop crime, we have to figure out the causes of crime. You know, every single category of crime plunged in the 8 years that Clinton was president. Why? Because he was a good president? Not necessarily. Because people were working. Because the economy was going up. Everything, everything improved. Even down to and including teenage pregnancies, they fell off. Bankruptcies declined. Everything was better. Less murder, less rape, less armed robbery, less burglary, less this, less that. Now the numbers are going back up. And you draw your own conclusions. Talk to a sociologist. Talk to a social scientist. I certainly don't have the knowledge to connect the dots on that one. But the fact is, that's what happened. And I think when demographers or social scientists take a look at, say, 100 years of American social history, the spikes in crime correspond to the spikes in unemployment, which correspond to the spikes in the misery index in this country. Now, as far as the shooter here in Atlanta today, in some of the local interviews, it came out, his former attorney, an attorney who represented him, had he been in trouble before? Yeah. He had been accused of, I don't know if it's statutory rape or rape. Not statutory, but he was accused of assault to commit rape or rape. I'm sorry, I'm not clear on that. His former attorney said that in fact this guy was fairly mild mannered. He was not a career thug. He broke up with a woman, started dating a new woman. The first woman and he got back together. They had what this attorney said was consensual sex, and the first woman then said rape. Now I don't know. All I'm doing here is telling you what was on our local television here in Atlanta. Now, the guy went to trial, and it's my understanding that the jury was in favor of acquitting him on the rape charge. I don't know what the split was. Maybe it was 8-4 or 10-2 for acquittal. And the holdouts that were holding for conviction would not give. So it was declared a mistrial. And the judge ordered another trial. And apparently, when they were bringing this guy into court today, he went berserk. So, like so many things, this is not just, oh, this dirty son of a bitch killed three people in Atlanta today. Get him, hang him. There's more to it than that, Truth Seeker, right? So if you want to keep the discussion going, call in, talk to the screener. We'll put you on hold. We'll take your call. This is Air America.
I'm Robert Greenwald, director of Out Fox, the film that proved Fox News is an arm of the Republican Party. This Sunday night, Boston Legal will feature Out Fox. But get this, ABC has forced the good folks at Boston Legal to take out all mention of Fox News. Go to outfox.org to get the film and see what ABC is afraid of. Outfox.org, the film Bill O'Reilly called rank propaganda.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, if you're on hold, you're not going to be on hold very long tonight. We have a break coming up here, but quickly from Tom, email. Mike, as horrendous as it sounds, I can imagine how the right will spin the shooting at the Fulton County Courthouse. It might go something like this. Because of liberal sensibilities, they didn't want to bring this guy into the courtroom and change like they should have. In other words, expect Shemp Hannity, Pig Boy, and all the others to blame the obvious security breakdown on the liberal idea of not wanting to unfairly influence the jury by putting a defendant in chains. Sure, their point of view is stupid, but these guys never miss a chance to blame the left if they can't blame Clinton. Yeah, I'm reasonably sure that's if it hasn't happened already. This occurred at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, roughly here in Atlanta, and the Pig Man comes on at noon, and his parrot, the baby Jesus, comes on at 3 o'clock, I believe. Leah is calling from Land O'Lakes, Florida. Leah, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi, Leah.
I was calling because I was at first quite shocked that you were talking about something that I knew absolutely nothing about, because I don't watch TV anymore, except the Canadian Broadcasting Company, or Corporation, or whatever it is, CBC.
Right.
And, but I had heard earlier today, I believe on Air America, that this had happened, and it had registered because of the Chicago shooting of a judge's husband and her mother, I believe.
Right.
And so it just registered in that way to me. All I thought of was, you know, judge, mm-hmm. shooting.
Right.
And then you came on, and I listened to you every night, and I was shocked. I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, apparently there was wall-to-wall coverage of this today. Number one, I didn't see any of it because I didn't have it on. And number two, I was shocked you were talking about something that had wall-to-wall coverage already when the news, I despise the news media. I can't bear, that's why I don't watch it. I can't bear what they do with everything. They
okay, I'm kind of puzzled, Leah. Why are you surprised that we're spending some time with this tonight? I'm not getting that.
Okay, well, to me, when I listen to you, and I don't know you at all, obviously, but when I listen to you, you seem like sort of you pick things out that are different. You're not the same things on the rest of the Air America
radio.
You're not talking about the same things that are in the Nation magazine or whatever. You pick different little things out.
Right.
And apparently tonight you decided to choose something that was, from what you said, all over the television all day. So
okay, I get what you're saying. Maybe it's because I live in Atlanta, but also there are broader issues here, and I think that's the reason I'm bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up from the oh-my-God point of view, which is how cable television handled it today and even the networks handled it today. And so we're not taking the oh-my-God approach, look what happened here in Atlanta. We're not doing that. Here are the tangential or overriding issues. First, how do we handle prisoners who come into our courtroom? Second, how do we handle security, not just for the prisoners, but also for court reporters, judges, deputies, deputy sheriffs, or people, the jury, witnesses, people sitting there? Third, to what extent is our... And one of our callers brought this up, is our prison industrial complex throwing people into impossible situations that make them go berserk and commit a triple murder? Fourth, what responsibility do we have when it comes to sending one deputy into a room with a prisoner who is charged with violent crime? We send in one deputy, in this instance happened to be female, who, it turns out, is unqualified to be carrying a sidearm. We send her in there into a holding room while this guy allegedly is going to change clothes so he can make a decent appearance in front of a potential jury. Fifth, is it normal when there's a hung jury in a case like this to immediately start to impanel another jury? So, you understand? There's more here than, I do not go at stories from the, oh, my God, guess what happened today factor.
No, I suppose I didn't think that you did.
Right. And okay. I hope that's clear. And like our caller from New York, if you can hang around and listen, Leah, there might be something here for you.
I will listen.
Okay.
No problem with that at all. I listened to Doug. I agreed with what he said, and I agreed with
right.
your.
Right. Okay. Well, I hope. I hope that explains it. Okay. Thanks, Leah. I appreciate
all right,
it.
Bye bye.
Okay. Yes, it did receive 12 hours of coverage today. There's no way to get away from the story. But the other thing about the, you know, I've said, if you want to call in about the coverage, let's do that. Like my Arkansas bureau chief pointed out, I read her email at the beginning of the program. We have American soldiers die every day. We have Iraqi civilians. Now, granted, they're not our tribe. They're Iraqis. There's murder and mayhem that American citizens are involved in as perpetrators and victims every single day. We don't even see the coffins come home. We're not even allowed to see the wounded come home. Even the wounded are coming home now under the cover of night. But the news media, so-called in this country, will spend 14 hours reporting on, yes, it's a tragedy. Oh, my God, the families of these three people that were gunned down in Atlanta today. It's horrendous. They will never, ever, ever, ever get over it. The news cycles will move on. There'll be another blood and gore story tomorrow and next week and next month. But you're not going to see blood and gore stories about what's happening in Iraq. You're not going to see wounded or dead Americans coming home. You will hear about Michael Jackson. You will hear about Robert Blake. You will hear about Martha Stewart. And you will hear about a triple killing in Atlanta. Isn't that a bitch? Huh? What do you think of that? This is Air America.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather. It's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
What?
Nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I...
Nope.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush says America owes it to future generations to fix Social Security now. At a forum in Memphis today, Bush said he's urging lawmakers to repair the system's finances permanently He says, let's don't slap a Band-Aid on the problem. Bush is arguing that Social Security will go broke and it's time for a bipartisan solution, one that includes individual retirement accounts. However, Democrats in Congress are virtually united in opposing those accounts, saying they will actually hurt Social Security's finances and add trillions to the national debt. As Bush spoke at a performing arts center, the Democratic Party was running ads on Memphis TV stations denouncing his plan. Bush appealed to seniors, though, to ignore what he called political propaganda and insisted his plan won't cut their benefits. Britain's House of Lords approved Prime Minister Tony Blair's anti-terrorism law, ending a bitter standoff between the British government and political opponents. The Prevention of Terrorism Bill is expected to get royal assent, which is a formality, and become law immediately. The measure contains new powers to detain terror suspects under house arrest and also impose curfews and electronically tag people without trial. Blair had insisted such powers were needed to protect Britain from attack, while opponents said the measure would erode civil liberties. Approval came on the same day that eight foreign terror suspects, including a radical Muslim cleric with alleged links to Al-Qaeda, were granted bail. A judge set strict conditions for the men, including a lifetime curfew. Without the new legislation, the government's authority to set those conditions would expire on Monday. An American is being investigated for warning that someone would fly planes into a cathedral in Mainz, Germany, during George Bush's visit there last month. A German prosecutor says the suspect sent a fax to a Berlin hotel saying four Cessna planes were going to fly into the city's cathedral February 23rd. That's when U.S. First Lady Laura Bush and her German counterpart were to visit. Bush and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder did not visit the cathedral. The newspaper reports prosecutors don't believe the man actually intended an attack. The head of a local flying club says it would have been almost impossible because of a flight ban in a 50-mile radius. The man has not been arrested, but he could get up to 2 years in jail. Americans in Indonesia being warned of a possible bomb threat this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Jakarta says there could be an attack on a shopping mall in North Jakarta between now and Monday. A posting on the embassy website didn't give details or say whether Americans are the specific target. It just says U.S. citizens should stay away from the mall and the area around it. This is Air America Radio News.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night. We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. Check out our big car promotion. Great prices on big rental cars, plus a credit for some free gas. See website for promotion and guaranteed details.
For the best in truth-telling, independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how global warming might be causing health problems like asthma in the inner city. Read about the history of hip-hop. Plus, see our feature report on how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Randy Rhodes.
All over America, people are afraid. They're losing hope. They're crying out.
Help, I'm in Birmingham. My house is surrounded by fake reporters lobbing softball questions at me. And they're nude. No, I do not need a muscular workout partner or a military escort. What? My favorite color's blue.
Now more than ever, you need Randy. Randy's coming back live next Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Once again, in program note, I will be off all next week. We will be running, the network will be running Best of Malloy programs every single night next week. It's my understanding. So don't freak. No, I haven't been fired. No, I haven't been replaced. No, 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 no. So we'll just be gone. And by the way, if you're in the New York area this weekend, we mentioned this last night, go see Afro Skull tomorrow night at a new club. It's called the East of Clubs. It's at 9 o'clock, and the address is 9 Great Jones Street. Check them out, okay? Leanne, writing from Minneapolis. I'm going to edit what she wrote here just for brevity. She said, yes, I agree with the sadness of the voyeuristic public, referring to what happened today. What I'm thinking is that our voyeurism and desire for distractions is a mutual feeding frenzy between media and the public. And she says on Bill O'Reilly today, his radio show, the implication was that the judge who was killed in Atlanta today deserved it because he gave a reduced sentence to a woman who killed her 7-month-old baby in the midst of postpartum depression and psychosis, if she would agree to get her tubes tied. Leave it to Bill, Leanne writes, to find a twist to blame progressives or liberals for this. Yeah, well, that's what our previous emailer had said, that, you know, of course, it's going to happen. Sharon emails in, although I have sympathy for the victims and their loved ones, I am of the opinion that the cops bring a lot of this on themselves by their brutality. Tasering six-year-olds, 12-year-old little girls, sodomizing suspects, the list of atrocities is endless. And black people appear to be at the receiving end of most of this brutality. The same holds true for some of these blowhard judges who refuse to listen impartially to all testimony. It's no wonder people snap. This country is so brutally punitive, it's just astonishing. It's all very true. The judge in this case has a reputation here in Atlanta, though, of being extremely fair. A lot of misinformation is going to be put out there about the woman who opted for sterilization. Now, you know, I could say it was her idea, and which would be literally true, but we understand, don't we, Truth Seeker, how pressure is applied to people in this society, especially in the judicial system, to do things that they might not normally do. And yes, the woman was responsible for the death of, was it one of her children, Kathy? I think the judge in the case was trying to find some way, some sort of compromise between the law and justice and this woman's grief and so on and so forth. I did not know this judge personally, but from what I've heard today from just about every single possible source, other attorneys who practiced before him, prosecuting attorneys as well as defense attorneys, news media people, cops, folks in government, that this judge was a very fair and decent man. Okay, let's... Logan is calling from Brooklyn. Logan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
I just wanted to point out a few things and get you to comment on them. I just think that, you know, since the president has proposed these violent tax cuts and this violent war and the example of his immoral leadership, I think that first from the tax cuts, there's bound to be cutbacks that are going to lead to situations like this, including other terrorist attacks. And also just the idea that everybody knows that when they're pulled over by cops, if you're not an obvious white redneck, you're going to get treated much, much differently. And as hard as it is to say, a lot of people are cheering this guy on.
I haven't heard that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. the society that we live, I'm not making a judgment here on the people that are cheering him on. My first reaction is that's sick, but we live in a sick society. And I take your point. The evil in this society is at the very top right now. When you can invade a country and murder 100,000 people for no reason, it kind of sets an overall tone, doesn't it? When you can pull the rug out from under social programs that are necessary to keep the social fabric intact, and stuff happens. You know, we can blame the immediate perpetrator, but you're right. It does work its way back up the chain. We've been talking about the ugly karma that is coming towards this country for the atrocities that we're committing, and I think that's kind of what you're alluding to. Am I right?
Well, I'm saying the money's not there. There's no money there for there to be two cops. I mean, everything's been gutted, and the idea that I need more security... is totally contradicted by the fact cutting the money.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Logan. I have no dispute with what you're saying. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Before you send me an email, if you're a right winger and say, "Oh, you're going to blame Bush," let me just state categorically. Well, hell yes, of course. Directly? No. Bush wasn't in the courtroom today. Bush didn't hand the guy the shanks the other day. Bush didn't hand the guy the deputy's gun. But the caller's right. Logan's right. He's absolutely right. We've been talking about this. You know it as well as I do. We have a murderer in the White House. Damn it, what would you call it? Huh? If that's too harsh for some of you listening, George W. Bush is a killer. He's killed 100,000 Iraqis. He has killed 1,500 Americans, sent them to their deaths. He has ordered these attacks. And everybody in this country knows that the United States is going down the crapper. We know this. We know this. The coarsening of this society is in full bloom. It's piss on you, buddy. I'm going to take care of myself. Where's my gun? It's that kind of attitude. You know it as well as I do. All you have to do is listen to Right Wing Talk Radio. Just listen to it. Or, for that matter, listen to the reaction to it on this program every night. You know, we have every, damn near every single sensitive position in the Bush crime family that involves international relations is now in the hands of either someone who advocates torture for God's sake or was involved in mass murder at some point in his or her career. We talked about this last night. Negroponte's death squad tried to take out the Italian journalist and got one of her negotiators instead. Now, is there a direct line between that and what happened in Atlanta today? I don't know. What do you think? If you listen to right-wing talk radio for the past 5, 6 years, well, 4 years for sure, all you hear is string them up, kill the bastard, shoot them, yeah, get them, kill them, gun them down, rip them to pieces. The pig man talking about the atrocities in Abu Ghraib as nothing more serious than fraternity hazing, for Christ's sake. So on building on that attitude, what do we expect? And ask somebody who knows how the prison industrial system works, complex works in this country. You think this torturing of prisoners only happens with people we send to Syria or Egypt or Jordan or Israel or Guantanamo or Iraq or Cambodia? Then you don't understand the American prison system, do you, booby? Huh? These right-wing Republican thugs set the tone. The party that's in power, the man who sits in the White House, sets the tone. This is a guy who giggled and laughed at people when he was governor of Texas who were appealing their death sentence. What the hell do we expect? Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
I'm Robert Greenwald, director of Out Fox, the film that proved Fox News is an arm of the Republican Party. This Sunday night, Boston Legal will feature Out Fox. But get this, ABC has forced the good folks at Boston Legal to take out all mention of Fox News. Go to outfox.org to get the film and see what ABC is afraid of. Outfox.org, the film Bill O'Reilly called rank propaganda.
Planet check.
Sister Dorothy Stang lost her life in Brazil fighting to protect the Amazon rainforest.
The Amazon, being the largest rainforest on the planet, is home to millions of species and medicines and also to people.
That's Jeremy Pastor, forest campaigner for Greenpeace.
What happens are large companies move in, push the people out, sometimes enslave and murder them, and clear cut the forests and oftentimes export it to places such as the U.S.
Sister Dorothy did not die in vain.
It's sad that Sister Dorothy had to be murdered for this to come about.
Part of what she and Greenpeace were working for is now moving forward.
The President Lula da Silva has protected two huge areas in the Middlelands, and this is the first step in preserving these last remnant portions of the Amazon rainforest.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA, Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Leanne writes in from Minneapolis. Someone blamed increasing violence in cases like the Atlanta murders on the rising level of untreated or undertreated mental illness. In my recollection, this would be traceable to Reagan emptying the psychiatric institutions and then cutting poor people from the rolls of on welfare. In Minnesota, it's called GMAC, Adults Without Children, General Medical Assistance, and this is the patient population that probably needs the help the most. Deny people the assistance they need and then blame them for predictable results of denying them help. Sounds so familiar that you'd think it was a planned approach, or profound stupidity or selfishness. See, this is how progressives or liberals get slammed by right-wingers. Not that I give a damn. Right-wingers to me are just walking dead anyway. But it's an attitude that we should prevent the sort of violence that occurred here in Atlanta today, or this occurring in Iraq as we speak, by taking steps to ensure that the violence doesn't occur. You know, what did your grandma tell you, huh? What did your grandmother tell you? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound, a ton, a thousand tons of cure. Didn't she? My grandmother told me that. But we don't do that. We just don't do it. And then we have the tragedy that struck 3 families, 10 families, 100 families from the ripple effect today here in Atlanta. And it is a tragedy. But like Joyce pointed out, our Arkansas Bureau Chief at the beginning of the program, as horrible as it is, it's just another day that doesn't include any kind of acknowledgement of American soldiers and Marines dying in Bush's filthy, corrupt, illegal war, or the thousands upon thousands of Iraqis who are dying. It starts at the top. You know it as well as I do. So what the hell? It's not even debatable. Victoria is calling from Austin, Texas. Victoria, welcome to the program. Hello, there she is. Hey, Victoria.
Okay, here I am.
Yes.
I wanted to add some more comments to this whole prison thing. And you're right. There is a whole prison culture out there that probably 99% of Americans don't even know about.
It's traded on Wall Street. When did we start trading incarceration on Wall Street? Jesus, Moses, Buddha, will somebody point out how filthy and degenerate that idea is?
I know. It is pretty
strange. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't believe it, but I know it's true.
Well, see, I don't really know, because I'm not a prisoner or never have been. I don't really know a lot about prison culture. And there was a point in my life before I knew who I was where I felt like the death penalty was good and all this other stuff. You know, of course, I've since changed. And, I mean, I won't get into a whole philosophical thing about collective karma, but I'm there with you. I understand, you know. But this guy today is just a result of the unimaginable frustration that is almost expedited, or whatever the word is that increases volume of that frustration that they already have as criminals. Then they get even, it just compounds and compounds. It doesn't stop. For example, I have somebody that I write to who's on death row for murdering three people. I don't romanticize him. He's been on death row for 18 and a half years. He's in the Texas prison system, and he is going to be executed. There's no doubt about it. And he's not, I don't look at him like a warm fuzzy. Mm-hmm. But he asked for help in his spiritual practice, and that's what I'm helping him with. So I'm his friend in that capacity.
Right. I understand.
Right. And so one of the things that I do as a volunteer is I try to get things to help him with his spiritual practice. So he's not allowed to have anything. He hasn't even seen a CD in his whole life. He's in his cell for 23 hours a day for 18 and a half years. Now, okay, he created these horrible crimes, fine, you know, whatever. I called the warden, and I wanted to find out if I could send him an MP3 player with some audio teachings on them, because that's part of the tradition of our lineage. The prison warden, the warden of this very big prison in Texas, with a big death row of like 400 inmates on the row, says to me, no, he can't have that. I said, okay, no, why can't he have that? Because I said so.
Yeah.
I said, well, okay, well, who makes the decision? Like, I'm trying to, like, get to the bottom of what meeting, what committee did you have that made this decision? I don't need to discuss that with you. I said, yes, you do. I'm a taxpayer in Texas. I want to know who do I call next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm beyond the point of the stupid MP3 player. I'm now into the ripples. You know what I mean? I'm into this horrible, and I'm realizing this prison culture. And then I see this thing on the news today with this guy, and...
Hey, can I get you to hold on?
Oh, you sure can.
All right, Victoria, just hold on, because we got to take a break here. We'll come back and finish this up after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullen on Air America.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
I'm Robert Greenwald, director of Our Fox, the film that proved Fox News is an arm of the Republican Party. This Sunday night, Boston Legal will feature Our Fox. But get this, ABC has forced the good folks at Boston Legal to take out all mention of Fox News.
Go to atfox.org to get the film and see what ABC is afraid of. Atfox.org, the film Bill O'Reilly called Rank Propaganda.
The L Magazine, the hippest, happeningest guide to New York City. The L stands for little, lively, loud, lovely, licentious, and love. The L Magazine, because the L stands for listings. For the hottest spots and coolest joints to dance, sing, stare, sip, scarf, and swing. Look for us in those cute little orange boxes. The L Magazine. Put it in your pocket.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello, listeners. This is Al Franken. You may not be able to see me, and I might not be able to see you, but I can tell that I like you. Monday's show is going to be a stunner. We'll have the mighty Molly Ivins, Anne Marie Cox, whom you may know as Wonkette, if you're a nerd, and Chris Bell, the ousted congressman who broke the code of silence and actually pointed out that Tom DeLay is corrupt. This show is too hot for New York, so we'll be broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, a Lone Star show on the next Franken.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
26 before the hour, we're talking with Victoria, who's called in from Austin, Texas. Now, you were talking about the death row person you correspond with and how the warden says no, hell no, where it concerns sending him MP3 player.
Right, which is just a device. It's not even,
right.
There's no CD involved. But it wasn't so much that he couldn't have the MP3 player, but just that the answer was, because I said so.
Right.
I mean, who's governing what? You know, I mean, it's like, are the nuts running the asylum? I don't know what's, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. You said that in part of your discussion with this guy, you said you're a taxpayer. If that's a private prison, being a taxpayer doesn't mean a damn thing anymore.
Apparently not, you know. I mean, you know, I guess not.
No, the outsourcing of the criminal justice system that is a growth industry in this country is horrendous. It's happening here in Georgia, in California, Texas. It's happened to so many states where a state legislature that feels like it has to give tax breaks to corporations in order to get jobs inside their state, or it has to give tax breaks to wealthy Republicans in order to stimulate business, which is a damn lie. And then there's no money left for things like running a state's penal system. There's no money left for psychiatric help of those prisoners that could be helped. What is it that I'm getting the number wrong here, but 80% of everybody, I believe, who goes to prison eventually comes out. And what do we do with those people? Nothing while they're in prison. They go to a crime university, and there's no effort made. I just read a three-part series in the New York Times about how prisoners are so mistreated because the state of New York, I believe, has outsourced the medical care that goes to prisoners. That used to be something that states would handle. As a result of outsourcing, the state of New York uses a company that is nothing but criminals and thieves and liars and cheats. And as a result, you have people dying because they can't get simple medication. We live in a brutal, brutal society, Victoria, and it's getting more brutal as the days go by. It just is.
It's apparent. I mean, it's obvious. This guy today, I mean, I don't know the whole story of what happened, other than I know that he got the gun and all this other stuff. And I said to him, I was saying to my husband tonight, how does this happen? How, if this guy is a murderer, how come his hands aren't behind his back in handcuffs?
Well, he wasn't.
Why was Martha in handcuffs, but he wasn't?
Well, no, the guy was not a murderer. The guy was nothing. He was nothing. He was doing the same thing that you and I do, living his life. And then he got caught into the judicial system,
right,
when an ex-girlfriend accused him of rape.
Oh, okay.
And he said it was consensual sex, that they had gotten back together. Now, I'm leaving out probably an awful lot of this, but I'm just trying to recap all this.
He was on his way to court to be arraigned or something?
He was on his way to court for his second trial. The first trial had resulted in a hung jury.
So he's already been in jail going crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he'd been in jail. He'd already been tried once.
So his cork just popped.
His cork popped.
Yeah, his cork just popped. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there are proven systems in place that help lower recidivism, if I'm using the right term.
Yes, you are.
Proven evidence. Scientific evidence.
But we're not into that. We are into, in this country, the most brutal treatment we can mete out and make a profit on it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's just like Halliburton in Iraq. Make a profit on the death and destruction.
It's like
Wackenhut in this country. There are a couple of big companies now that make a profit on brutalizing prisoners, that make a profit on locking people up. For God's sake, do you think those corporations are going to provide medical care or psychiatric care or drug counseling or alcohol counseling? No. They're going to say, sit in your cell, you rotten bastard, and shut up. We'll let you out 1 hour out of 24. In the meantime, don't make a sound or we'll beat you to death.
Exactly.
We've got stockholders to answer to.
Well, eventually we're all going to probably either work in prisons or in Walmart.
Well, I hear you. Thanks, Victoria. I got to move on. I appreciate you checking in. Now, I didn't know this, and I have no way to check it now, but Michael writes in a couple of things. But one of the things he says is this: I watched the live interview with the jury foreman. Now, what he's talking about, I saw part of the interview, the foreman of the jury that was going to retry the alleged perpetrator. Well, I'm going to drop the word alleged. I'm sorry. Everybody saw him commit the murders. The jury that was going to retry the perpetrator here in Atlanta on, I believe, on the rape charge. And Michael writes, I watched the live interview with the jury foreman. The jury was going to dismiss all charges against this guy and petition the district attorney's office for an investigation of the prosecution and the police for the strange, shoddy, illegal prosecution of the man who went berserk today and killed three people. Now, I'm just reading this to you as Michael Sennett. I don't know if it's true or not. But I saw part of that interview. And one of the questions that was raised here, if the evidence against this guy was so weak during the first trial that the jury couldn't convict him. They couldn't convict him. And I believe it was 8-4 or 10-2 for acquittal. And the people who were on the jury who wanted conviction could not be swayed. And that's why the first trial ended in a mistrial. You know, I don't know. What pushes somebody over the edge? What makes a person make that move that results in horror for people that have nothing to do with his particular predicament, not directly? Now, you can say, all right, the deputy sheriff was involved. The judge was involved. There's more to this story than this crap and garbage that was spewed out on all the networks today. All they're going to give you are the aerial shots. All they're going to give you are people running hither and yon. All they're going to give you is as much blood and gore and smashed faces and people having their chest pounded on by EMS people. That's all television cares about. They don't give a damn about the central or the core issues here. There's no interest in this. Where's the blood? Where's the gore? Can you show me somebody crying? Can you show me somebody screaming? Can you show me blood on the street? Can you show me the guy's guts hanging out? Can we get a shot of where the bullet went into her face? Can we put the Negro's mugshot up one more time? It's just awful. The function of television is to make you and to make me forget as quickly as possible. There's so much more to this story. Eleanor writes in, I don't think it takes the prison industrial complex to make a person go berserk, this kind of thing. The shootings in Atlanta, as well as the shootings in Chicago, is going to happen more frequently as the chance to live sanely in this country becomes a dim memory for more and more people here, us. I'm not talking father knows best here, Eleanor writes. I'm talking about just being able to exist, work, take care of yourself and your family, pay your bills, get by. When you start having to make choices about basic sustenances, health and livelihood and shelter, you just get closer and closer to that anxiety-ridden edge. Once you feel like you've already lost anything, what is there to lose if you topple over the edge and shoot someone or shoot yourself? There certainly is no safety net, Eleanor writes, of mental health care in this country. It's sad to get to be middle-aged and have it take so long to figure out that this country, home, doesn't give a rat's ass about any of its citizens, its people. You know what that is, that of the and by the and for the thing? It's we the people. That's from Eleanor. I've heard some people today try to spin this into a gun issue. It's not a gun issue. It has nothing to do with guns. It has to do, as far as I'm concerned, with exactly what Eleanor and some of you have said tonight, you know, and you're saying it much more succinctly than I can. I get hysterical about this kind of stuff. The murder of in Chicago of the federal judge's husband and mother. As it turns out, it was a guy who obviously was playing with half a deck, and I'm not trying to be cavalier with his mental state, but if you understand, as the Tribune and the Sun-Times in Chicago have now put out there, this guy was really paranoid. I mean paranoid in the clinical, treatable sense. Everybody was out to get him. And all the judge had done was dismiss, I believe, a case that he wanted filed. Everybody was out to get him. Everybody. So he finds out where the judge lives and waits in the basement and smokes a cigarette and kills the judge's husband and mother. Is this not a sick person? Is this not a crazed individual? This guy today here in Atlanta, are we to believe that a sane person grabs a deputy's gun and kills her, or didn't kill her, shoots her, and then goes into the courtroom and kills two more people, and then kills another deputy, and then pistol whips an Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter and steals the car and then takes off? Is this a sane person? Or is this what Hannity or Limbaugh or the rest of these right-wing pigs would just say, ah, kill the son of a bitch, he doesn't deserve to live? Huh? What is it?
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour, it's also suggested that in an interview with today's Atlanta, the attorney of today's Atlanta killer, the interview with him suggested that this man, before he became a killer, was convinced that he did not have a chance, he was going to go to prison, and he snapped. Does that absolve him of guilt? Well, hell no. Is it a mitigating circumstance? I guess in the purely legal sense of that term, it is. Are three people still dead? Yes. They'll remain dead? Yes. This guy eventually will be made dead. He will either commit suicide, he will either do that, or be shot dead by a police, or die in prison, or be executed. Georgia has capital punishment. The killing of a judge, the killing of a what is referred to here as a peace officer, constitute the extraordinary circumstances needed to make this a capital case without anyone even thinking twice about it. But do you believe for a second that this guy on his way to court today from Fulton County Jail, Do you think that he was thinking, you know, I'm going to kill these sons of bitches. I'm going to get a weapon. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them all, and I'm going to run because I can do it. You know, I can kill them and I can get away. Do you think that's what was on his mind? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it was. No, I'm not saying. Oh, the poor murderer. He made the decision to do what he did today. It's an irrevocable decision. The ripple effect from this is going to affect God knows how many lives. You know, he's got family. The three dead people have family. It just goes on and on and on and on. It never stops, does it? He made a horrible decision, but he did make the decision. How he made the decision. Does anybody care? I mean, should we care? Or is it just, no, don't care? No, hell no. Hell no. Some bitch should have taken his medicine. What medicine? He was charged with rape. A former girlfriend. And it came out in testimony in the first trial that no, it wasn't rape. At least there was a difference of opinion. It was consensual sex. They were going to make up. They had sex. And he decided, no, I think I'll go back to the second girlfriend. Oh, really? Watch this. Hello, 911? I was raped. Now, I don't know. This is how it was presented to the first jury. And the evidence was compelling enough that eight members of the jury said innocent, four members of the jury said guilty, and there was no compromise amongst the members of the jury, hence mistrial. And this judge, a decent man, from anything I've heard, a decent man, an honest man, a good man. All right, let's do it again. Isn't that what you do in a mistrial? Let's do it again. We're going to find justice here. Let's do it again. And this guy went berserk. Was he guilty of taking three lives? Absolutely. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. David is calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. David, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike. I'm enjoying your program as usual. I love all you guys at Air America Radio.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it.
That's a lifesaver for me. But anyway, once again, I'm outraged over the betrayal by the 18 so-called Democrats in the Senate yesterday. And but anyway, about this story in Atlanta. They say they were Rick's email to you says that they were about to acquit the guy of rape, but they were making arrangements to try him again.
Well, no, his first trial ended in a mistrial. I've read several emails on the air tonight. Rick, whose email I read at the beginning of the program, really kind of blames law enforcement for this whole thing. I read his email just to show his point of view. I don't agree with that. I think the criminal justice system in this case is responsible for some of this. The ultimate act of taking a gun from somebody and murdering three people, that rests with the person who pulls the trigger.
Yes, sir. Something about, though, the point where they were about to acquit him.
Another email here. The jury foreman that was interviewed today, the jury foreman of the jury that was about to hear the second trial of this guy. Remember, the first one entered mistrial. According to one of my listeners, I can't verify this yet. According to one of my listeners, the interview on CNN or wherever with this jury foreman today revealed that the jury foreman said we were not going to convict him, A. B, we were going to ask for an investigation of the prosecution and the police who brought him to trial to begin with. Now, like I say, I haven't been able to confirm that, but that's what one of our listeners sent in. Will you hold on a second? I'll come back to you, David. We've got to take a break here, all right?
Okay.
We'll come back after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
I wish I could be rewarded for buying new carpet.
You can, with beautiful carpet from the Home Depot. Right now, receive a free $250 Home Depot gift card by manufacturer mail-in rebate on installed carpet purchases of $2,500 or more. You can have new carpet installed without lifting a finger. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4605 at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com. See store for details.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush says America owes it to future generations to fix Social Security now. At a forum in Memphis today, Bush said he's urging lawmakers to repair the system's finances permanently. He says, let's don't slap a Band-Aid on the problem. Bush is arguing that Social Security will go broke and it's time for a bipartisan solution, one that includes individual retirement accounts. However, Democrats in Congress are virtually united in opposing those accounts, saying they will actually hurt Social Security's finances and add trillions to the national debt. As Bush spoke at a performing arts center, the Democratic Party was running ads on Memphis TV stations denouncing his plan. Bush appealed to seniors, though, to ignore what he called political propaganda and insisted his plan won't cut their benefits. Britain's House of Lords approved Prime Minister Tony Blair's anti-terrorism law, ending a bitter standoff between the British government and political opponents. The Prevention of Terrorism Bill is expected to get royal assent, which is a formality, and become law immediately. The measure contains new powers to detain terror suspects under house arrest and also impose curfews and electronically tag people without trial. Blair had insisted such powers were needed to protect Britain from attack, while opponents said the measure would erode civil liberties. Approval came on the same day that eight foreign terror suspects, including a radical Muslim cleric with alleged links to Al-Qaeda, were granted bail. A judge set strict conditions for the men, including a nighttime curfew. Without the new legislation, the government's authority to set those conditions would expire on Monday. An American is being investigated for warning that someone would fly planes into a cathedral in Mainz, Germany, during George Bush's visit there last month. A German prosecutor says the suspect sent a fax to a Berlin hotel saying four Cessna planes were going to fly into the city's cathedral February 23rd. That's when U.S. First Lady Laura Bush and her German counterpart were to visit. Bush and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder did not visit the cathedral. A newspaper reports prosecutors don't believe the man actually intended an attack. The head of a local flying club says it would have been almost impossible because of a flight ban in a 50-mile radius. The man has not been arrested, but he could get up to 2 years in jail. Americans in Indonesia being warned of a possible bomb threat this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Jakarta says there could be an attack on a shopping mall in North Jakarta between now and Monday. A posting on the embassy website didn't give details or say whether Americans are the specific target. It just says U.S. citizens should stay away from the mall and the area around it. This is Air America Radio News.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over-the-counter at drugstores everywhere.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Let me just remind you, I'll be off all next week, Kathy and I. No, we haven't been fired. No, we haven't been assassinated. No, the right wing hasn't gotten us. We're just taking some time off. And all next week will be reruns of this program, or as they're referred to now, best of. Channel 2 here in Atlanta, the ABC affiliate, is reporting this. The latest developments in the Fulton County Courthouse rampage. You've heard all day about the green Honda. Police have recovered the green Honda, allegedly stolen by the suspect, Brian Nichols. They recovered it at the same parking garage where it was supposedly stolen. In addition, a man claiming to be Brian Nichols called law enforcement authorities and threatened to kill Assistant District Attorney Gail Abramson, the prosecutor handling his rape-kidnapping case. That's according to the DA's office here. And the ABC affiliate has learned that the suspect, Brian Nichols, stole guns and ammunition clips from two deputies, not just one as earlier reported. Now, the weird part of this, the car was hijacked from Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Donald Bryant. This is the guy you've seen. I saw him on television. He had been pistol-whipped, obviously, smashed across the face, and rather than, after he gave the keys, rather than get in the trunk of the car, he took off. O'Brien, the reporter, said that Nichols had hijacked the car from him at the garage this morning, pistol-whipped him when he refused to get in the trunk, and then a search was underway all day for the car. The car was found one floor below the spot where it was stolen. So Brian Nichols drove the car one floor down and then took off on foot. Or stole another car, or hijacked another car. But all day today, while the, what is that alert they put out on the signs over the expressway, Kathy? What's that called? I forget what it's called. The Amber Alert. All day today, they were talking about this Honda with the license plate and a number, and there it was one floor below. Now, I'll tell you something. apparently, all these law enforcement people from how many jurisdictions, how many, you know, I said earlier that law enforcement in the city of Atlanta, especially the county sheriff's department, is probably some of the most inept, fake law enforcement I've ever seen in my life. These people are so bad. So the car is sitting one floor below. You saw the television today. All these cops running around with their guns drawn, running hither and yon, to and fro, up and down. Cops riding their motorcycles over the sidewalk to get to God knows where. Three people down, three people dead, other people going to the hospital. And nobody has the presence to just search the parking garage. Now, is that 2020 hindsight? No. On my part, no, it is not. Now the car turns up right where it was stolen. Jesus. All right, back to David in Baton Rouge. I'm sorry, David. I just wanted to get the update out there. Now, you wanted to comment about the perpetrator.
Yeah, well, about the case, I have to admit, I'm someone who's not followed it very closely because I'm also someone who boycotts television.
All right, that makes sense. Okay.
So there's no element of double jeopardy in the way that the trials were handled.
No, a mistrial, once a mistrial is declared, it's up to the prosecuting attorney whether he or she wants to try again. They can drop it at that point, but it's a mistrial just means no verdict. So it's not double jeopardy, no.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify.
Double jeopardy is when you are tried and found innocent, and then the state says, "Nah, we're gonna take another shot at you." That's illegal in this country.
Oh yeah, and of course it should be. Anyway, just want to wish you a good vacation next week, and I'm looking forward to Randy Rhodes being back.
Yeah, so is half of America. Thanks for checking in, David. I appreciate your call. Ruth is calling from New York City. Ruth, welcome to the program. And thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on. Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. It's I'm shocked that I got on, actually. I just have to say it is so good that you are on the air. It is unbelievable. I totally agree with everything you've been saying all night. I'm shocked that there's anybody with that much depth out there, and the fact that you're on the radio and getting this out to people is just incredible.
I'm relying very much on listeners, people who are emailing and calling. It's, you know, again, it's not just me, Ruth. It's
your analysis. It's not just the information. I mean, it's where you're coming from. That's the thing. I mean, we can all read the internet or the paper and get all the info. The way you put it together is what I'm trying to get at.
All right.
I used to be a sort of a prisoner advocate, and I just want to say that, you know, for people who think Abu Ghraib is bad, it's exactly the same here. It's been this way for years and probably since forever. I've known people fairly well who all those things that you saw about Abu Ghraib, that stuff has all happened to them. Someone I actually knew quite close was actually they really hated him because he was kind of tried to be like a prison lawyer kind of thing, and he was always trying to get his case going. But he helped a lot of other people, and one of the times he was most brutally beaten, he was found similar to in Abu Ghraib with a baseball bat up his rectum.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, this stuff happens all the time. So, you know, I'm glad that's getting out there. And I just wanted to say one other thing. I'm worried. I don't know where you live in Georgia.
In the Atlanta.
I hope you're always watching your back, because I don't want to find out that you committed suicide.
Oh no. I hate to admit this, but it's true. I carry a gun. I have a permit. I have been trained by of all. Well, no, I went to the firing range used by Fulton County deputies, but it's run by DeKalb County. So no, I've had enough threats that.
Okay.
And I don't like it, and I don't know that I could use it properly and defend myself and my wife and my 7-month-old baby if something came up. But by God, nobody will ever be able to say, well, he didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, and thanks for the thought, Ruth.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you take care. Now, since Ruth brought up Abu Ghraib, I don't know if this is reported by the BBC. You probably are not going to hear this on American media. Children as young as 11 years old were held at Abu Ghraib. Official U.S. documents reveal. Okay? Children as young as 11 years old were put into this chamber of horrors. And we talk about Saddam. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, you remember seeing her on television, formerly in charge of the jail, gave details of young people and women held there. This was among documents obtained via legal action by the ACLU. The Pentagon has admitted juveniles were among the detainees, but said no child was subject to any abuse. Brigadier General Karpinski made her remarks in an interview with a general investigating the abuses at the prison. The transcript of her May 2004 interview was among hundreds of pages of papers obtained by the ACLU through the Freedom of Information Act. In one case, witness statements among the released documents alleged that four drunken Americans took a 17-year-old female prisoner from her cell and forced her to expose her breasts and then fondled and kissed her. In another documented incident, U.S. troops are alleged to have smeared mud on the detained 17-year-old son of an Iraqi general and forced his father to watch the kid shiver in the cold. And it goes on. General Karpinski said she often visited the prison's youngest inmates. She said in her interview that she thought one boy looked like he was 8 years old. He told me he was 12. He told me his brother was there with him, but he really wanted to see his mother. Could he please call his mother? He was crying.
And you think of the millions and millions that money could be. How long?
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. You have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
The first war of the 21st century, and there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I'm confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Jesus. All right, now I have digressing just a tad from the triple murder story here in Atlanta today. This all kind of ties together, but sticking with this testimony by Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, the woman who was formerly in charge of Abu Ghraib, who is making statements or made statements under oath, May 2004 interview. The ACLU, through the Freedom of Information Act, got some of this testimony. She's talking about kids that were tortured and beaten. She said in her interview she thought one boy looked like he was 8 years old. He told me he was almost 12. He told me his brother was there with him, but he really wanted to see his mother. Could he please call his mother? He was crying. General Karpinski said the military began holding children and women at Abu Ghraib from mid-2003. She did not say what the youngsters had been locked up for. In her interview, she also said intelligence officers had worked out an agreement to hold detainees without keeping records. The Pentagon has acknowledged holding so-called ghost detainees on the basis that they were enemy combatants and therefore not entitled to prisoner of war protections. 11-year-olds, huh? Brigadier General Karpinski said U.S. commanders were reluctant to release detainees, an attitude she called release-a-phobia. In her interview, she said Major General Walter Wojciechowski, then the second most senior Army general in Iraq, told her in the summer of 2003 not to release more prisoners, even if they were innocent. She said Major General Wojciechowski told her, "I don't care if we're holding 15,000 innocent civilians, we're winning the war." This is our side doing this. This is not dirty, rotten, filthy communist Soviet troops. This is not dirty, rotten, filthy butchers at Tiananmen Square. No, this is not dirty, rotten, filthy Cambodians. This is the United States of America Armed Forces doing this. Now, Karen sent this in to me. Tomorrow's New York Times. Front page. This is about what we did in Afghanistan to prisoners. Two cases. Two Afghan prisoners who died in American custody. Two that the U.S. military said died of natural causes were chained to the ceiling, kicked and beaten by American soldiers in sustained assaults that caused their deaths, according to Army criminal investigative reports that have not yet been made public. One soldier, PFC WV Brand, was charged with manslaughter in a closed hearing last month in Texas in connection with one of the deaths. Another Army document shows Private Brand, who acknowledged striking a detainee named Dilawar 37 times, was accused of having maimed and killed him over a five-day period by, quote, destroying his leg muscle tissue with repeated unlawful strikes, end quote. The attacks on Mr. Dilawar was so severe that, quote, even if he had survived, both legs would have had to have been amputated, end quote, the Army report said, citing a medical examiner. It goes on. Our people took these detainees and hanged them, well, hung them from the ceiling and beat them. That's what it says here. The most specific previous description of the cause of death of these two men had come from Pentagon officials who said that both who said last fall that both had suffered blunt force trauma to the legs, and that investigators had determined that they had been beaten by multiple soldiers who for the most part had used their knees. Pentagon officials said at the time it was likely that the beatings had been confined to the legs of the detainees so the injuries would be less visible. Both men had been chained to the ceiling, one at the waist and one by the wrists, although their feet remained on the ground. Both men had been captured by Afghan forces and turned over to the American military for interrogation. One man died of a pulmonary embolism apparently caused by blood clots formed in his legs from the beatings. An Army report about this before the investigation said he died from, quote, blunt force trauma to the lower extremities complicating coronary artery disease. Jesus. Now, where are these people from? This was a National Guard unit, okay? This was a National Guard unit. Company A of the 519th Military Intelligence Battalion from Fort Bragg. These are people who in civilian life were American prison guards.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
What's happening, everybody? It's yours truly, the Groovy Gooey. I want to thank all my listeners out there in Air America Radio Land for making the Kyle Jason Show the place to be on Saturday night. Join us this week when my guest will be Rahsaan Patterson. Hear what he has to say about the state of music today and how positive artists survive in today's negative music climate. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all, right here on Air America Radio.
truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, some more information here from CNN.com. The jury foreman from the first trial said that prosecutors had failed to prove their case. The foreman said, quote, "There was a hung jury because the majority of us on the jury did not believe the state had proven to us beyond a reasonable doubt that the seven counts against him had occurred," said the foreman, who spoke on condition of anonymity. He said some jurors even contemplated writing District Attorney Howard's office to, quote, "express our frustration at how poorly both the police investigation and the district attorney's office had conducted the investigation and trial," end quote. The foreman also said jurors were impressed by the suspect's appearance and intellect, quote, "He seemed like a pretty logical, intelligent, articulate person," end quote. Now, earlier today, Wolf Blitzer interviewed the attorney who represented this man in the first trial. His name is Barry Hazen. I'll skip through this. Blitzer says, or the attorney said, well, he's a fairly intelligent, articulate man, well-educated. He's very analytical, very logical. He's also very big and athletic. He's an avid basketball player. If you talk with him and spend time with him, you get the impression that he's very laid back, very easygoing. And by all accounts, people who know him and have known him for a long time say basically the same thing, that he's just a laid back, easygoing person, doesn't get excited very easily. Blitzer, but he does have a long criminal record. Is that right? Hazen, no. The only criminal record he has really was a conviction when he was in college for disorderly conduct, and that would be a misdemeanor if it were here in Georgia. Blitzer, well, what were the circumstances surrounding the rape allegation that he was facing? Hazen, the attorney, he was involved with a woman for a number of years, a long-term relationship, about 8 years, and that relationship began to deteriorate. And then he began to see another woman. The second woman became pregnant, and that, of course, caused tremendous stress within the relationship with the original girlfriend. And that relationship was kind of falling apart anyway. So this was just the icing on the cake, the second, the pregnancy. He wanted to remain with her, the first woman. She did not want to be with him, she says, and that gave rise to her claim that he attacked her back last August. He claimed they were reconciling and they had consensual sex. Blitzer, there had been a mistrial. That's why he was being retried this time. Is that what happened? Hazen, that's correct. 2 weeks ago, we tried the case, and it went about 6 days, and the jury split 8-4 for acquittal, and then they locked in. After about a day and a half of deliberations, none of the jurors was changing the vote, and so Judge Barnes declared a mistrial. But the state and Judge Barnes wanted to try the case again immediately. And so we began to try the case again this past Monday. And it likely would have ended either today or one more day. I had estimated the jury probably would have gotten the case late this afternoon, perhaps about 3 p.m. this afternoon. Blitzer, how much of a surprise was this to you, given the knowledge, the personal relationship you have had with this suspect? Hazen, it wasn't really a surprise because there had been an incident a couple of days ago where a deputy reported to the judge that Mr. Nichols had two metal objects, one in each shoe, when he went from the courthouse back to the Fulton County Jail. The objects looked to be like heavy hinges, and one of them had a piece of material, cloth, strung through a hole in the object. The judge brought it to my attention and the attention of the assistant DA, who were also trying the case yesterday morning, and everyone expressed concern about security. Judge Barnes indicated to us that he was going to have security in the courtroom beefed up for the remainder of the trial. We were most concerned what reaction we would get if a jury were to convict him. Blitzer, because you thought he was unstable, is that what you're suggesting? Hazen, no, not necessarily unstable. I don't think he was unstable, but if somebody does come to a courtroom and they've got what certainly can be used as a weapon secreted in their shoes, that's certainly going to raise your concerns about security. And you know what his response might be if he were to be convicted. Also, it's contraband. It's not something he's supposed to have. The concern was, how is he getting this stuff? And then it goes on. But, see, this is the part of it that has not been reported. And if you go to CNN.com and take a look at Brian Nichols, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying look at his picture and you'll see an innocent man. I'm not saying look at his picture and you'll see a guilty man. But whatever happened inside Brian Nichols' brain to make him commit a triple murder today is much more complicated than what has been reported all day, wall-to-wall, back-to-back, without let-up by every single cable news network in the United States. And not a bit of this was reported during the first several hours. Blitzer's interview with this attorney, I think, was this afternoon. What was it, Kathy? 5 o'clock? I'm not sure. Whatever. Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. I don't know if we can talk about bankruptcy and taxes tonight, though.
Well, welcome to George Bush's theocratic corporatocracy.
Yeah, well, I'd just as soon not be here, frankly.
And I'll leave my tirade about taxes for another time.
Okay.
But I got a question. This fellow that, lost it and killed three people today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this trial started, he was arrested last August. And probably in jail all this whole time because he was brought to from jail to the courtroom.
Well, this was his second trial. Yeah, this was his
bail or was not granted any.
This was his second trial.
Yeah, but how long has he been in jail?
He was in jail since last August. Now, in Georgia, when you are charged with what he was charged with kidnapping and rape. I don't think those are bondable offenses. You don't post bail, I don't think. Now, I'm not real clear on that, but there are charges in Georgia that preclude your getting out on bail. Murder is certainly one of them. And as far as rape, and he had seven charges against him as a result of whatever it was that happened between him and his former partner. The first, like I just read from CNN's transcript with Wolf Blitzer, the first trial, it was a hung jury. 8 of the 12 jurors said, no, there's no case here.
Didn't any of, wasn't there any clue as to the feelings of the jurors that he might get exonerated, or wasn't there given a heads up to his attorney, or didn't they share that information?
I don't think they share the information. I don't think they're allowed to. But what I have read, and I can't remember where I read it, was that his lawyer had a sense that this was either going to end the second time, again in a hung jury, or in an acquittal. Now, whether or not he transmitted that to Brian Nichols, his client, apparently he did not, because Brian Nichols went berserk today thinking, I guess, who knows, that he was going to be convicted.
Yeah, and face God knows how much time in jail for something that he didn't feel that he had done. Let me share with you a story from Illinois.
Okay.
I don't know the man's name, but as a young man, a teenager, he was convicted of rape. He has spent 17 years in prison, during which time his mother and father both died, and I don't know, there might have been a sister in there too. But after all that time, he was completely exonerated.
Yeah, that seems to happen. Yeah.
Not a technicality.
That
DNA
happens.
Proves that he was not guilty.
Yeah, that happens a lot in Illinois. That's for damn sure.
Well, yeah, what can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
He was released from prison. No $25, no new suit of clothes, no nothing. No place to go for a safe haven. Nothing, to catch him up to current conditions of even attempting to make a living.
Right.
Because he was only a teenager when he was arrested. And no place to go, no family, no friends, no nothing. And if you wonder why young men, particularly black men, have a preponderance to think, if I'm not guilty, I ain't going to jail.
Sure.
For whatever it takes to get me out of it.
I understand. And
they lose it and they go nuts.
I understand.
Do things that otherwise rational people would not do.
I understand that too.
You know, so, and for another time, I will go back to the U.S. Comptroller testifying this past week that Social Security is not our worst problem. It's the ever-increasing national debt, which, his words, will only get worse if Bush's tax cuts are made permanent.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. But they don't care. Republicans don't care about debt. They don't care about fiscal responsibility. They don't care about death and destruction and illegal wars and murder. They don't care about anything.
Anything they want to do, and if you disagree, then you're wrong. You're bad.
That's certainly the truth.
It's all your fault.
I hear you. Marge, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can only handle so much stress. And in the womb of security, some are torn by the stare of love, while these others, paralyzed by rhetoric and red tape, are lost to a twist in love with someone.
I'm Robert Greenwald, director of Out Fox, the film that proved Fox News is an arm of the Republican Party. This Sunday night, Boston Legal will feature Out Fox. But get this, ABC has forced the good folks at Boston Legal to take out all mention of Fox News. Go to outfox.org to get the film and see what ABC is afraid of. Outfox.org, the film Bill O'Reilly called Rank Propaganda.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was 6. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 minutes before the hour, once again, Kathy and I will be off next week. Best of programs every night, so enjoy. Thanks tonight for the engineering efforts by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York. Carmen Shamwell, the queen of Air America Radio, screened your calls. Also, thanks to our usual gang of bandits here, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, Chris in Minnesota, our mods at MikeMalloy.com on the message board, and everybody who posts there. And the program, of course, is the executive producer is Catherine Bay. Earl is calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Earl, welcome to the program.
I really enjoy your show, and I think they should call the network Fresh Air America.
Okay.
It's a breath of fresh air after all the right-wing BS we've been subjected to for the past decade or so. But the reason I'm calling is to expound on you brought up prisons for profit. In 2003, I worked as a researcher at a large industrial union in Detroit, and I worked in the organizing department. It was my duty to research companies as potential targets to organize.
Right.
And one of the people I worked for came to me and he gave me the name of a company, which right off the top I can't recall the name of it. I wish I could. It's not Wackenhut. I know of them. But he says, find out what you can about this company. So using LexisNexis and other methods that we used, I dug up what I could on this company, and it employed more people than General Motors, and it rivaled Walmart. And
wow.
They had multiple locations all across the country, and digging deeper into it, I was able to discover that these were inmates. And, you know, I talk about prison for profit. These inmates were doing things like mechanics for different cities and municipalities.
Right.
They were, producing furniture. And you want to talk about having a workforce with no absentee problem,
yeah.
they have them there every day, and, you want to talk about the gross profits, too, But
sure.
Just want to make you aware that this is what's going on behind our prison walls. We have captive prisoners who are working to produce for these right-wing rich FOBs that are running our country into the ground. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I want to wish you and Kathy a happy or a good vacation next week.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you, Earl. I do appreciate it. And, yeah, we're going to enjoy the time off. This has been a hellacious 3 or 4 months, so we're going to enjoy the time off. Thank you, sir. I hope to hear from you again when we get back.
Okay, but before I go, tell me how much you hate these people. You
said
that in the past 2 hours.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Hey, you have a great night, Mike.
Thanks, Earl. Appreciate it. Gizmo, one of our over-the-road truckers, is calling from somewhere near Atlanta. Gizmo, welcome to the program. I'm sorry to do this to you. You got about 3 minutes here.
Okay, well, I don't need 3 minutes. I know that you carry a gun, and so do I, for self-protection. So that makes us, what, progressive liberals or what?
Well, it makes us sensible liberals.
But one thing that gets me is that every time I go to court, oh, remind me to tell you sometime about, I got arrested in Atlanta once.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you that story some other night, though.
So. I'll do it.
But you and I both carry a gun, and I've been to many courtrooms, and I've seen these officers in these courtrooms, and they're carrying their sidearms, and it's right there. If I wanted to reach out and grab it, knock one of these guys down, it'd be very easy to do. I mean, when are they going to realize that when you're the only ones allowed to bring a deadly weapon into those halls of justice, that special precautions have got to be taken to safeguard that weapon?
Yeah, part of the discussion on local television here, there are three different classes of sidearms carried into these courtrooms by these deputy sheriffs. And in the first place, arming a deputy sheriff here in Fulton County, to me, is absolutely insane. These people are not... They are not law enforcement officers. For God's sake, they serve their process servers. They're subpoena deliverers. They keep order in the courtroom. If you're going to have armed people in the courtroom, then it should be fully qualified, fully certified police officers who know how to use the damn weapon. But it's my understanding that the deputy sheriff that was overpowered by this guy today had a class of weapon and holster that specifically should not be brought anywhere near a prisoner who might decide to relieve that deputy of that weapon. So the whole thing, all the way around, Gizmo, the whole thing sucks. I'm not saying this guy is innocent by any means. He murdered three people today. But if that's all we're going to look at, then it's going to happen again and again and again and again. And you know that as well as I do.
Now, the reason I brought that up, Mike, is because I came up with a design myself that makes an officer's gun, unless the officer pulls it out of the holster, is going to be useless to somebody else that pulls it out of the holster.
Yeah, I hear that.
Only the person that knows how to...
Activate it. Sure.
Can actually use the gun. I'm going to write to you and tell you about that.
All right. All right. Do that.
Have a nice vacation.
Thanks, Gizmo.
Say hi to Molly for me.
All right. I'll do it. Don't get arrested. Oh, Jesus. All right. We're going to have to leave it there. If we didn't get to your call tonight, I do apologize. We will be off all next week. Best of Malloy every single night, which means reruns. But, you know, what the hell? Tune in. You might hear something you missed the first time, first go around. Take care, all right? Thanks for participating tonight. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's National Park System is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe